Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca's and Sportsnet Magazine's Michael Grange here. He's also the co-author of Steve Nash, The Unlikely Ascent of a Superstar. Michael, we heard all this good news that Steve Nash was feeling really good in training camp and that he should have a healthy season, but all of a sudden this news hits us out of nowhere that he's going to miss the entire season. Did you have an inkling that, yeah, he wasn't feeling his best?
Well, I think there's reports out of L.A. where he'd hurt his back picking up his luggage at one point, and another day he'd sort of hurt his back getting out of bed. And, you know, that's when you start hearing things like that, you have to wonder how sustainable what he's trying to do is. And, you know, I think Steve was at a point where what's interesting is even last year when it was such a difficult year for him health-wise, you know, he had a few stretches when he was playing that on a per-minute basis, he was as effective and statistically accomplished as he ever was. And then, but I think his frustration would be, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks of good health or even a couple of games of good health will be followed by weeks and weeks on the shelf. And, you know, I think facing another year just like that, I think he recognized that that it wasn't going to happen.
Michael, is he done for good?
I would have to think so. I mean, this is the last year of his contract. There was a lot of speculation and even some conversation by him in the series he did for ESPN.com on Grantland there that, you know, if he didn't have a contract to fulfill, he may not even have played this year. So it's hard to imagine the amount of work and energy he put into trying to make himself physically ready just to fulfill his contract, that he'd be willing to do that. And even if he was willing to do that, would be effective enough that someone else would offer him a contract next year. So, you can never say never, right? Like Michael Jordan didn't, what did he say? 99% sure, whatever it was.
Yeah,
and he came back. So you can never say never, but I'd be pretty shocked if we ever see Steve Nash play basketball again. And that's sad. I mean, you got to be incredibly proud as a sports fan, as a Canadian fan, as a Canadian basketball fan, or a basketball fan, period, of what he was able to do. And as a result, it's a little bit sad knowing that he's probably never going to do it again.
Michael, I hate to put you on the spot here, but obviously he's the greatest basketball player this country has ever produced. Where in your mind, where does he rank up there with the pantheon of great Canadian athletes? He has to be right up there, isn't he?
He's very, very, very close to the top. You know, I mean, I could easily say he's the best. He's the best. And you know, there's tons of arguments out there. You know, Larry Walker's going to get your arguments, and we can go on all down the list of all our great Olympians. But the one thing that Steve Nash, I think I would argue in his favor, is he played in a global sport. So not a sport it's played in Brazil. It's played in China. It's played in Africa. It's played, of course, all over Europe and North America. It is, after soccer, the next most global sport. He plays it. The position he plays is the most difficult to earn a spot in. Like, there's only 30 starting point guards in the world that are in the NBA, and you know, there's, you know, if you're 7 feet, you're going to get a lot of chances, but if you're 6'2", there's a long list of guys trying to take your job. So I think, you know, the hurdles of entry were very, very high for him, as they would be anyone trying to do what he did. And for a not so brief amount of time, you could easily make the case he was, if not the best player in the NBA, he was the best player at the most important position in the NBA. And so when you look at the long list of incredible Canadian athletes, there really aren't anyone that come to my mind that matches that set of criteria. So I'll say he's the best Canadian athlete of all time. I could be wrong, and then, you know, it's no disrespect to, you know, everyone from Gordie Howe on, you know, but he's an astronaut. He went where no Canadian's ever gone before.
What's next for him? Obviously, being GM of the Canadian team, it kind of felt like he was getting ready for the next phase of his professional life. Is that going to be it? What do you think is next for Steve Nash?
I mean, that's the amazing thing about Steve Nash. I mean, we had a chapter in the books Dave Festrick and I wrote, just kind of detailing all his interests outside of basketball. And, he's just one of those rare individuals where, you know, he's can never sit still, always restless, always inquisitive. He's got a film production company that's a real thing, that's produced really high quality documentaries, and you know, from the starting with the Terry Fox Into Thin Air feature that was on ESPN 3030, that's really moving and quiet, if anyone's ever seen it, you know, commercials and things like that. He's got a lot, some other business interests, you know, the Team Canada thing. So he's not a guy, I think, who's going to be kind of wondering what to do. I think his challenge will be, what's he going to choose? And can he really do out of it? And, you know, it's going to be sad for him, like it is for any athlete, when your career dies. But, you know, I think in some ways there'll probably be some relief in that he can go and throw all his energy into the next phase of what I'm sure will be an equally exciting 20 years off the court.
Sportsnet's Michael Grange, co-author of Steve Nash, The Unlikely Ascent of a Superstar. Michael, thanks for jumping on tonight.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.